Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Monday morning, 97.1 Draft Week is here. I called it a must attend. If you're a sports fan, this is the draft in your city. It might not happen again. It's free. It's like the Super Bowl's here, but it's free. This is 3 days where the NFL is at your doorstep. Now, we got some pushback on the ticket text. Must attend, not a chance. Shoulder to shoulder next to a bunch of drunks with no game? Good luck.
It's about the experience. Look back on this, and I mean, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, especially with the players that the Lions will pick up, I was there when.
It's going to be chaos, interrupted every 15 minutes by people booing Goodell. I can watch on TV. Tune in once an hour and not miss anything.
Are you going to boo?
Me?
Yeah. You're going on, what, Saturday, right?
Yeah.
You're going to boo Goodell as soon as he comes up?
He swings at the slider outside, maybe, but I don't plan on booing Goodell.
Okay. Just wondered. I mean,
speaking of how people are going to react, we need everyone that's going to the draft to chant Jared Goff when he announces Caleb Williams. Reads a ticket text.
That sounds like a good plan. I think just chant Jared Goff as many times as possible. Every time a quarterback is taken. Chant Jared Goff.
Welcome to this division.
Yeah.
His division.
Yeah, but the Wings aren't playing that day.
No, they're not. They won't be playing for some time.
Thank you for that. Let's go to the phones. Chris in, is this Pontiac? You're on 97.1.
Oh, am I on?
Yep,
Yeah, you're on the radio.
I'm thinking, here's my plan. I mean, I'm thinking of doing this for my son. He lives out in Washington. He'd love to go. But anyway, I was hysterical about comparing it to the Clips. I love that. Anyways, driving to Belle Isle, and I have a bicycle and biking. And would that, you think that would work?
Where are you putting the bike?
Well, I would just ride down to ride the Riverwalk and then just stay on it, I guess, or lock it up. Driving down, parking at Belle Isle, and bicycling into Campus Martius.
Heather's shaking her head.
I don't know. I don't see it being super successful. In my head, the amount of people and what I've heard is going on, that I don't think you're going to be able to pedal very quickly. So I feel like it's going to be
you're going to end up walking
your
bike.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to find out.
But I have no idea. That's just how I'm picturing it going.
Well, Belle Isle's cool too.
Yeah.
But give it a try.
All right, see how it goes.
I might do that. I don't know. It is taking a shuttle. It doesn't sound, I don't know. But anyways, thanks. That's why I'm going, is so because my doing it for my kid and just get a few photos for him, but probably going on Friday.
So my read on all this is take the shuttle. Yeah. I really believe if you live out in the burbs, you're better off taking a shuttle. That way you let somebody else worry about it. They probably have lanes dedicated for shuttles. I know I'm speculating there a little bit, but I would think so. I just, the whole thing I'm reading into with all this, I would stay away from 75 from 94 South under any circumstance. I'd stay away from 94 between the Lodge and 75. I just think things are going to be bottled up in those areas. You're going to, especially Thursday and Friday, have traditional rush hour traffic going through there. I know a lot of people aren't working downtown. They're doing remote working. I know somebody from Rocket Mortgage that's doing that this week. Those are thoroughfares where people are going home to and from work. I would really stay around those stay away from bottlenecks. I did the shuttle back, and this event is minimal compared to what this is. But I remember I was very hesitant. The caller reminded me of how I felt going in to the PGA Championship at Oakland Hills years ago. And I'm like, I got to go to the Silverdome and let some shuttle take me. You know, I just really wanted to drive myself and get close and do it myself. Yeah. And then we had to do it, basically. And it was so convenient. It was so convenient.
But you heard him reference, I don't want a shuttle. I don't think we don't do mass transit. For better or worse, separate debate, we don't do mass transit.
Well, we don't because we don't have it.
Right. Well, we don't have it, but there's always a pushback, and we're the Motor City, and we have our cars and our independence, and we drive where we want to go. When you put on an event like this, it does stress the fact that we don't have the Q line doesn't go all the way out to the burbs, right? I mean, there are restrictions.
But look at some of these shuttle locations. Great Lakes Crossing is 45 minutes from downtown.
Right.
Ann Arbor is close to 45 minutes from downtown.
Yeah.
That's telling you what the expectation is in that you're better off. And there's closer shuttle locations, obviously. But that tells you the preparation that's being put in place.
Texter says, we do the fireworks every year in Detroit. Traffic will be what it is. It won't be great, but it's not going to be the worst thing we've ever seen. This is more than the fireworks.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the fireworks normally draws, but it depends on who you're talking to and the estimator, but anywhere from 250,000 people to 400,000 people, which is a wide range. But those are the numbers that I've heard that are going to be descending on Detroit.
And that's over 3 days, but just for some numbers, Nashville, 600,000 is the record. Kansas City did 312 last year. Chicago, I think, was 225, Philly 250. The difference, I think, too, Detroit in a good location for Clevelanders to come up.
Yep.
For Chicago, who has the number one pick and another top 10, you want to make the drive to Detroit and see Caleb Williams. There's going to be a lot of Chicago fans in Detroit.
Well, there's going to be a lot of fans just from inside the division. Chicago. Yep. I mean, Minnesota is not that far of a drive. That's one that they could make.
And two first round picks and maybe the chance to take a franchise quarterback. Yep. The Vikings fans will be here. And that's why you start getting the estimate where they think it could be 400,000 is where I've seen, you know, the free press and other sites have said, hey, the anticipation is as many as 400,000 people in Detroit for the upcoming draft. People making plans. Bill in Lake Ann says, coming down from near Traverse City. We're meeting buddies, staying at Greektown. We've had reservations for a year.
Wow.
That's so cool. It's so cool. This is a great, I think it's going to be one of those great moments that people look back on and remember what Detroit was like and what the draft was like, because who knows if or when this will ever happen in Detroit again.
Some pushback. Fireworks are way bigger than the draft in terms of visitors at one time. Is that true?
I did read somewhere that it's comparable to the amount of people that come to Detroit for that one night for the fireworks compared to this event that's several days. But I don't know for sure.
I've been down there for the fireworks.
I have too.
And the only thing that I didn't like was when we were leaving, we were in one of the parking garages, and I just didn't like being stuck in a parking garage, and with no way out. Obviously, waiting for people to leave.
Well, that's like going out. You go to games, you end up parking a garage, and you wait, and you. It clears out.
It does, yeah.
Fireworks is a great lesson, though. You know what the fireworks is? People go down all day long. People arrive at 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m. And the draft, it's going to be, if you wait until 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock to start, you might be risking it. You know, it's everybody gets down there. John, you didn't point out anything about the actual get down there. You pointed out getting out.
Right. Right. It's because I think a lot of people they're much more patient getting down because they know what's ahead of them. And they're willing to sit in traffic or figure things out. It's when it's all said and done and everybody wants to get home at the same time, that's where you start to get a little impatient.
And if someone's got the numbers for the fireworks, maybe it's more people, but is it as condensed? Because that's
I think it's more spread out.
Yeah, because if this is the stage is in one place. Everyone's going to want to be as close to the stage or in that stretch that goes from Campus Martius down to Hart Plaza right on the river. That's going to be where most people are congregated. People are going to have parties all over the city, but most people are going to be in one area. And I mean, the fireworks are more spread out, right?
Yeah, and I mean, from afar, this is a little bit of an assumption, sorry, but this almost seems like this might be a more secure type event. And, you know, with the fireworks, it doesn't have quite the personnel. I mean, this is like we had to put in credentials here at the station, obviously, for some people. It's like a FBI level thing. Seriously.
This says there was 100,000 people throughout the viewing area for the fireworks.
Okay. So comparable one day.
Yeah. 18,000 right around Hart Plaza. But in total, 100,000 throughout the entire viewing area.
So not that different. But I do think the fact that it's all condensed may be part of the strain on the city and making sure you have your plans. Let's get to Tim in Sterling Heights. Tim, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I was just telling a caller, I'm trying to get my wife to go on Thursday, just during the day, and she's worried about crowds. She doesn't want to take the shuttle bus. So me and a couple buddies, they're coming over here soon. We're going to drive to Belle Isle, get our bikes out, drive to downtown, and do some reconnaissance. And, you know, I actually had a couple beers someplace and eat and see what it's like. All to convince my wife, but it looks like a good idea on Thursday.
You'll report back with your findings.
Yeah. Good luck on the cell.
Oh, good luck on the what?
Selling it to your wife.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she said if it's okay, she'll go. She's usually game for these kind of things, but she said that it's going to be too crowded. I'm like, well, go during the day. We're retired, you know. We can do what we want when.
There you go.
You can get an early start. Friday. Make sure you're not at the worst of it. Yeah, and I think.
And you don't have to be up on Friday morning.
Right.
Well, Friday, I got to go to UP hunting camp to work on stuff. So this is my one shot.
Okay. All right, that is important.
Oh, you know, we had this conversation where you go across the bridge, Latos or Clyde's.
Oh, got to go to Clyde's.
We did that last year. We're going back to Latos this year.
Okay, all right. Well,
I like Clyde's. No,
the big C.
Part of it is we got a long way to go. We just want to eat and go. Clyde's
a
little bit.
Clyde's does. It does take a little, but the meal is worth the time. I will say that.
All right, 248-539-9797. We'll take more phone calls and ticket texts on the draft, the plans you've made Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday. How are you going to make this all come together? Because I do think it's a must attend. We got pushback. We'll read some of that. Spencer Torkelson, I want to give him a title, a label, after watching him a little closer this weekend. We'll get to that. And at 9:35, Steve Yzerman spoke on Friday. We're going to present some choice cuts. John, back in my younger years, my first job was working behind a meat counter at Meijer, so I want to prepare you different cuts, and we'll get the best, the juiciest from Steve Yzerman at 9:35 this morning. It's 97.1.
Hey, if you want a beautiful lawn, you got to give Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service a call. Get green, stay green with Natural Way, and if you do it right now, that number, 888-GET-GREEN, or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com, for a limited time, you can purchase a full lawn program. You're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name. And we've talked about crabgrass. If you see it, it's too late, so you've got to treat it now. How about dandelions? They're going to rob your lawn of water and nutrients. Warm weather is on its way, and everything is going to be going to seed. So take care of it now. Give them a call, 888-GET-GREEN. And you want a beautiful weed-free lawn this summer. I've been using them for the past 4 years, and that has been terrific. Naturalway's offer for the complete season is fantastic. They've been locally owned and operated for over 3 decades. So make sure you keep that money right here in the state of Michigan. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green, stay green with Natural Way.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Steve Yzerman spoke about some critical decisions this offseason. What about Derek Lalonde's future? That losing skid without Larkin, Patrick Kane, and the P word, as Wojo said. Playoffs expectations for next season. We'll do choice cuts coming up at 9:35 this morning. Tigers took 2 of 3 over the weekend.
All right.
And not bad, huh?
Yeah, still above 500.
Take advantage of a beat-up Twins team. Wins can be hard to come by. Win as many as you can. Torkelson, been the subject of much discussion. By war, he was the worst player on the team going into the series. He is still at the bottom. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I want to label him, not a bust, we're not there yet, that'd be a little heavy-handed. I want to label him most important Tiger. Doesn't mean he's their best player. Certainly not. Most important. John, when he gets a hit, they're 9-5. When he gets two or more hits, they're 6-0. Riley Green leads baseball in walk rate. Canna gets on base, too. You've got table setters. This offense is not good. But if they're going to score enough to win, it falls on Torque's shoulders more than anybody else. Your number one pick, player development's the premier way they're going to do this, right? That's Scott Harris's thing. We're going to develop bats. You're in your third year. Your number one pick. There's supposed to be some pedigree and some power. It's on his shoulders. He is the most important Tiger for this season. Can he give them an extra 5 or 6 wins? That is what he's tasked with this season. Do you agree that he's the most important Tiger?
So if you're talking about most, yes, I think I'm probably there as well with you. I know a lot of people that I talk to, they talk Scooble, they talk Mize.
Well, they're better than him.
Well, yeah, but that's not the thing. Is when you're talking about most important Tiger, I think you're going to have to talk about a guy that is playing an everyday guy. It's a position player, a DH, a guy that's going to be out there every single day. And you mentioned it, Riley Green. He's done a good job of getting on base, whether it's, you know, hitting the ball, which I would like to see some more consistency, but the walk rate is there. And that's what you need for your leadoff hitter. I like him in that spot. Canna has been good at getting on base. I would like to see him get back to where he was in the first couple weeks of the season and making contact. And then obviously if your 3 and 4 hitter are guys that you can count on to knock those guys in, it makes all the sense in the world. Like, that is baseball 101. Get on base and then hit them in. And for Torkelson, because he is typically in that 3-4 area, he's going to be a guy that it's going to have individuals on base more likely than not. And his consistency of being able to put together good at-bats, sometimes it can just be a nice long fly ball and you tag up in third and you get in. The double off the wall. Like, that's what we saw yesterday. I would like to see more consistency with that. And if he is able to be more consistent, then he will be a guy that we'll look at and say, yeah, he is the most important to the continued success of putting runs on the board.
Saw this note from Evan Petzold. Free Press covers the Tigers. Spencer Torkelson has recorded his highest 4 exit velos in the past 6 days, with the 7th inning double going 106.5 miles an hour, one of the better ones for him. That's what, listen, I know this is, no one's happy with where he's at this season.
He hasn't gone yard yet.
Yeah. Who'd have thought Buddy Kennedy would have gone yard? Exactly. Who the hell's this guy? Has gone deep before Spencer Torkelson did. You would have said, oh, first of all, who's Buddy Kennedy? Did this happen like the first game of the season with some fluke injury and a call-up? No, we're into late April and Tork still doesn't have a home run. This is not all rosy. This is not me hyping him up. I'm saying he is a critical piece. When he's good, they're going to be much better. When he's lousy, it's all the runs they've left on the table this far. And if it continues to be an issue, you got to bump him down in the order. And then we do start talking about different labels, ones that start with B and end in ust. I mean, that's where this goes. If he's not able to take advantage of the fact that he's got some table setters and the bar is low, they don't have to score 10 runs to win baseball games. They're going to pitch well this season.
Yeah, that's the one thing you can, as much as you want to say hang your hat on, they're going to be consistent more times than not. That's the definition of consistency, right?
Yes.
Of being able to put together good starts.
I mean, I think just to get 500 out of there, you know, if they're just going to be a 500 team if he doesn't provide the power. I mean, to me, it's around 25 homers at least. That's what he's supposed to do. That's his role. Scooble's doing what he's supposed to do, right, so far.
And I think
an emergence positive is Casey Mize right now. I mean, AJ said last week he doesn't have a governor on him. He threw 90 pitches yesterday. This is an emerging plus. So Torkelson, provide the bat on some of the Maeda and Flaherty starts, and you're winning games instead of losing games. That's how you get to 86 wins plus instead of 82.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, a suspected drunk driver is expected to face charges after slamming into the Swan Boat Club in Monroe over the weekend, killing two children and injuring over a dozen other people. Happened Saturday afternoon. The venue was filled with people celebrating a child's birthday party. Happy day, right around 3 p.m., when out of nowhere, this 66-year-old woman just plowed into this building, drove 25 feet inside, like I said, killed two siblings, an 8-year-old girl, her 5-year-old brother. Their older brother and mother were also injured in this crash as well. In total, 15 people were injured, 9 of them seriously injured, even life-threatening injuries as well, taken to the hospital. I don't have an update on their conditions yet, but hopefully everybody else makes it out. It's just devastating that's being reported that this woman was at a nearby bar just before this crash. Yeah. There is video, surveillance video from somebody's home that caught her car just flying down this dirt roadway into the parking lot, into the building, right, obviously, before the crash. So as you can imagine, throw the book at her. Like, she's going to face, let's hope, some serious, serious charges.
So the assumption is she was just blasted. Is there any BAC? Do we have any?
They haven't released this woman's name. They haven't released any information. I think everything is still under investigation. I know that they got a search warrant for the bar that she was at as well. You know, that's tough. They can look at how much they served her, how much she was drinking. But you have no idea. Was she drinking before they got there? Was she drinking in her vehicle? Did she? It might not be the bar.
Right.
I mean, but they might know.
You ask the questions at least.
And you got to kind of look at how intoxicated was she when she left. I mean, whether they served her a lot of drinks or not, you can have, looking at the surveillance video, you can have an idea of how much this woman drank when she left your facility.
Yeah.
Right?
And this was 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes.
It's not like it was midday. 3 in the morning, like you mentioned earlier.
Yep. Just devastating, heartbreaking news. Denver Nuggets center, Nikola Jokic?
Yep.
Am I saying that right?
Nailed
Jokic
it.
Showed up to his team's playoff opener against the Los Angeles Lakers on Saturday, dressed as, you know, another really big guy, Gru, from Despicable Me. Did you see all the photos?
Yes,
of course.
I did.
Yeah, he walked through the tunnel of a Ball Arena in Denver, and he kind of smirked at photographers while he was decked out in this massive black and gray striped scarf and then a black zip-up jacket, which is identifiable as Gru.
Yeah.
Yes, and after the game, he did confirm that his look was inspired by the movie, and he was also in a promotional spot for the brand new Despicable Me movie, number 4.
Was he dressed as Gru or Derek Lalonde?
There's a striking similarity there, hey?
Those movies crack me up, and Teddy loves them. Right now, he kind of sounds like the Minions because and they have a lot of words, but
Yep, it's adorable. Let's do this one. Ooh, a doctor at a premier LA County teaching hospital has been fired after an investigation found that he regularly gawked at the genitals of patients who were under anesthesia And then he also never disclosed that he was being paid by a medical device company whose products he was using on those patients. So staff members at Harbor-UCLA Medical Center admitted that this guy, he's one of the highest ranking doctors there, sometimes looked under the surgical covers of patients that were under anesthesia. And then he would like discuss, quote, the genitals of the day.
So he would rank them?
He would rank them, basically.
Oh, we got a good one over here.
Oh, my goodness.
Creepy.
And then, I guess on top of all of that, he discussed his favorite sex positions and his sexual preferences with his colleagues. Yeah, and then he made...
more than awkward.
Yes. He pocketed more than $700,000 as well from that medical device company that he never... said that he had any connection with. Yeah, you know. Yeah, yeah. It's
that's a reaction.
It's more than that. It's a whoa. Yeah, whoa. Yeah, that's it. Disgusting. David Beckham is suing Mark Wahlberg and his fitness company, F45, saying basically that they screwed him out of $10 million. So back in 2021, Beckham became this brand ambassador for the company, but he claims that the partnership cost him millions of dollars. So apparently, it's because he was supposed to receive stock in the company as part of the deal, but he didn't actually get it until the stock prices had tanked, and now he feels basically duped. He got screwed out of all this money, and he isn't the only celebrity that is suing Wahlberg and this fitness company. In 2017, Terrell Owens also sued him for $700,000.
I wonder what the fine print says. We'll find out.
We'll find out. Heather with the news. Coming up next, Steve Yzerman's thoughts on the future of Derek Lalonde. The future of his hockey team. Can we expect the playoffs next season? We'll give you the choice cuts. He spoke for 41 minutes. We reduced it to the best. It's 97.1.
Hey, the road to the NBA Finals starts now. And new customers on FanDuel can get their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet. And you're going to get $150 in bonus bets, whether you win or lose. And you can use that during the rest of the NBA playoffs. That's $5 bet, and you're going to get $150 in bonus bets, whether you win or lose. And you can use that, or you can bet on anything pretty much that you want. So download the app, and you can find out, hey, maybe I want to bet on three-pointers made, over-under total during the game, bet on the line, first basket score, whatever it is. Just go to FanDuel.com/Jansen to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA, and 97.1 The Ticket. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems. Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.